This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough studio. So you mentioned earlier about the love affair that we all had with the Mets this year and how that may affect the offseason. And I really do believe that David Stearns is someone that, of course, got wrapped up into all of this as well. I mean, you saw him in the champagne celebrations and talking about the team and how special they were and how much he loved them. And, you know, Francisco Lindor having one of the best seasons in history, in Mets history, offensive seasons from a position player, all this stuff. But I don't think that he's going to dole out contracts based on nostalgia of the 2024 Mets. No way, no how.
Totally glad to hear that, because general managers have to be ruthless and they have to, you know, basically go through the entire roster. They got to look at how much players want, how old they are, what is the predictive analytics as to whether or not they're on the decline or they're on the upswing. There are a couple teams around here that have gone through this. The Giants went through it in Brian Daboll's rookie year as a head coach. And they decided to run it back. And they made some changes, but they decided to give Daniel Jones the contract. They decided to keep Saquon Barkley for a year. Mm. And all of those decisions worked out to not lead them back to the playoffs. In other words, they were emotional, and I'm sure the owner was involved in some of those decisions. Has to be, because of the amount of money that was being paid and offered. How about the Knicks? The Knicks were a team we all fell in love with last year.
Yeah.
Every single one of us. We loved the way that they played. And unfortunately, a number of key players got hurt. And those key players, when they got hurt, obviously gave opportunities to other players. But did we think that that team that was on the court last year had a chance to win a championship the way they were constructed?
No. I thought that their ceiling was the Eastern Conference Finals. They didn't make it there because of injury, but no, I did not believe that they were good enough to get past the Celtics or then beat a team in the West, which would have been fine, you know, if they would have gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals and lost with the trajectory that they were on. And the Knicks believed the same thing, that they needed to shake it up in order to be one of the teams that could really compete, and they are. I mean, they're right now, they're on paper, a top three favored team to win an NBA title.
By the way, not one of their five starters is a draft pick.
Yeah, that's right.
They're all new players, and the Knicks felt they had an opportunity to go get Karl Anthony Towns. Whether you like him or you don't, tonight starts a run with a new group of players. And they paid OG Anunoby. They traded for Mikal Bridges, who, by the way, had a terrible preseason.
Yeah.
And they also have Karl Anthony Towns now in the starting lineup. So when you look at that and you say to yourself, you know, that's a pretty damn good team on paper, but they have to bring it together as a team. Now, I think that's what Jalen Brunson will do. Mm. That's Jalen Brunson's job as the unquestioned leader of the team, the face of the franchise, if you will, because the NBA loves to have that kind of crap be associated with certain players. He's a great teammate. And he will get everybody involved, and he'll handle things right out of the get-go. I'm not worried about that. They may win tonight. They may lose tonight. It's going to take probably a good 20 games for this group to really figure each other out. But I like what they did, and I got to stand here and say that this is what the Mets need to do.
Yeah, and so David Stearns, I think, is as much as a Met fan as he has been, looks at Pete Alonso not as the polar bear who hit the home run to save their season in Milwaukee and hit the home run to get the scoring start in Game 5 of the NLCS. He looks at Pete Alonso, who is in his 30s, had a down year, and is probably declining, and is going to have an agent that's going to squeeze out as much money as possible, and he doesn't want to commit that. Now, there probably is a deal in term and money that David Stearns would say yes to with Pete Alonso, but it's not going to be something that he is going to like, or
not Scott Boras is going to offer him. He's not going to get paid what Freddie Freeman and Matt Olson are getting paid.
Absolutely not.
That's for sure. So here's I had a dream last night.
Ooh.
And you know when I dream about baseball and I dream about baseball players and the uniforms that I see them in, I got a great one for you.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready for
it. You know how the Yankees had this cakewalk all the way to the World Series.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I knew this was going to be the way it was going down. You know, obviously watching them in July and August when all mm-hmm. the Yankee fans were jumping off the ship and
That's
firing
right.
everybody else. I'm like, hey, calm down. They're going to the World Series. Let's say they lose Juan Soto to the Mets.
Okay.
Because Steve Cohen says, we got to have Juan Soto. And David Stern says, we got to have Juan Soto. Juan Soto, Juan Soto. We can't get enough of Juan Soto.
Juan Soto.
Right. And Al would love that. If I'm the Yankees, this is what I do in reaction to that. I go get Alex Bregman, put him at third base. I let Gleyber Torres walk. Mm. I put Jazz Chisholm at second base.
Okay.
And then I sign Pete Alonso as the first baseman because they're not going to bring back Anthony Rizzo.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So that was your dream?
So yeah, I had a dream that Pete was playing first base for the Yankees and Bregman was playing third base for the Yankees.
Let me tell you something. The Yankee fan, if they don't win the World Series,
yes,
and they go into an offseason where they lose Soto to the Mets and then sign Pete Alonso, that's a pitchfork spot.
That's a three-year deal for Alonso.
That's a pitchfork spot.
Three-year deal for Alonso. He's in that lineup. He's in Yankee Stadium. Mm. Bregman's the third baseman. And you're paying... Mm-hmm. You're not paying nearly as much money for those two corner infielders as you would be paying for your right fielder.
See, I don't think you have the finger on the pulse of the Yankee fan, my friend.
I just had a dream. I'm telling you.
That.
I had a dream. I dreamt it, and I brought it to you.
Not only are they bringing in Pete Alonso, losing Juan Soto, but now you're going to pluck from the enemy in the Houston Astros and Bregman. I mean,
get over it. Get over it.
I don't know.
Guy's a winner.
That would be fascinating. So, I mean,
I'm just saying, like, if they lose Soto, they have to turn and do something.
Yeah.
They can't do nothing. They have to And, you know, they're probably going to lose Glaber. I mean, I don't know. Glaber has been great in the postseason. It's been awesome. And maybe he's made people forget about some of the gaffes that he has had over the last couple of years. I don't know.
So another guy that is going to be in the situation, he's got a player option for next year. He should turn it down after the season that he had. He will turn it down. Is Sean Manaea. And if Sean Manaea came back, I'd love it. Great guy, was really good for the Mets, but David Stearns is probably thinking,
he ain't getting 4 years, $25 million.
A year, right? You know, he's looking at a guy who pitched all these innings. You know, he found him in a perfect spot last year, got him in here, it worked. But he's probably thinking, man, go get your contract somewhere else. I just can't take the risk that you're going to be as good, especially with the wear and tear that you've seen.
I mean, but again, maybe it's a 2 year deal, you know, and something that's reasonable. I could see, but I don't see, like, if somebody's going to go and give him a 4 or 5 year deal, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, how he builds this rotation will be.
He's got two, at least two starters right now.
Yeah,
he's got Peterson and he's got Senga.
That's right. And what's the Quintana deal look like?
Maybe he has Quintana back. But those two guys are definitely going to be back.
Yep. So Jose Quintana is a free agent.
There you go.
All right. So, yeah, this was only a 2 year deal, not a 3 year deal. Yeah. And you know what? Whatever he does, I'm not going to criticize before I see the guy's pitch, because that's all I did in the offseason was say, man, just scrap
criticize,
heap guys.
Criticize.
Scrap heap guys, what I was saying.
Right. So basically right now you got Phil Maton has, that's probably a club option, so he's gone. Sean Manaea's got obviously the player option. Diaz is going to be here. Senga's going to be here. Looks like most likely McNeil, Nimmo, Marte, and Lindor are all here. Then you get into the baseball contract situations.
Arbitration
and all that other stuff. I mean, Alvarez, Acuna, you know, they'll all be here, of course. Vientos will be here. Yeah, I mean, it's like starting all over again.
It's not like starting all over again.
I mean, with the starting rotation, it is.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what he ends up doing.
But you don't like my dream?
No, because
you know Juan Soto is taking the most amount of money that he possibly get. I don't want to hear about. Could you imagine? Here are the Yankees. They're worth what, $8 billion? Oh, are you going to take a hometown discount? My ass, hometown discount.
Yeah, no way.
No way is right. I mean, how much are these World Series tickets going to cost?
Insane amounts. Like if Juan Soto got offered the most amount of money from LIV Golf to be Jon Rahm's caddy, he'd be out there. He'd be like,
I agree.
A seven iron to me, John.
I agree. Didn't he turn down a huge contract from the San Diego Padres?
And the Nationals back in the day.
Yep. And this guy's been pushing the envelope to make back
for
the money.
This day, for yeah, this offseason.
To make back the money that he has already turned down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then some.
And he's seeing $700 million, $600 million. He's seeing all this stuff.
Well,
$500 million.
I read where John Heyman says it's going to be north of $600 million. He's an insider,
that John Heyman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.